everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Restless Mother Podcast, a podcast where I share my best tips, advice, and stories on how moms can ditch the guilt and show up for themselves. I am your soloist host, Priscilla, and right now you are listening to episode 20. And in this episode, I am so excited to be with you all because in this episode, we're going to talk about why I took a long little hiatus from podcasting. And that is going to be a discussion that I'm really excited to talk about. And then later on, we're going to go into a small special segment called You Know What Doesn't Make Me Guilty. More on that later. So without further ado, let's get to it. Hello, everybody. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm so excited to do another podcast episode, but I'm also just kind of like a little because I first want to say thank you for your patience and thank you for tuning in and listening to episode 20. I actually had a goal to do a certain amount of episodes by mid-July, and I did not achieve that goal, and I'll explain why in a few minutes. But it kind of got me thinking about whether or not, you know, like it just had me thinking about where I was going with this podcasting thing. You know, I had started this podcast initially to share my story about postpartum anxiety. And so I had to really dig back into the root of why I started this podcast, you know, why I'm doing everything that I am doing. And, you know, I'm thinking all of this because I, you know, got certified for my coaching certification. If those who don't know, I officially got certified, and I'm certified in different modalities in NLP, EFT, time technique, clinical hypnotherapy, and so forth. And so, you know, just thinking about my overall mission and thinking about my overall brand, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, well, where this podcasting thing fits in all of this. And it had me thinking about the fact that I initially started this podcast. Well, I initially started to want to get into coaching because of this podcast, because of my blog, Restless Mother, having done, you know, the blog and the podcast since last year, just really thinking about why I started everything, had me thinking about whether or not I wanted to come back and do another episode. And I'm here to do this episode. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about why Priscilla, why have you been on a little break? So first, podcasting for me got a little like too overwhelming, I would say that. And I think it was because I started editing things, I started involving other interviews and just like getting people to be on a show and having to cut out and interview things, I mean, edit certain things and make it all nice and pretty and sound all good. And it got overwhelming. I would say it started taking up a lot more time than it needed to. And so I was like, okay, I can't take this right now. So that was one of the reasons why. The second reason is because ever since I got certified, I again have just been thinking about, you know, where Restless Mother fits in all of this. And I've been sort of gearing away towards Restless Mother and the podcast and the blog and everything as I'm starting to do this coaching business that I'm trying to build. But the thing is that I actually got into coaching because of Restless Mother, and I got into coaching because I really wanted to figure out how I can help women and moms out there who were like me, who were feeling really tired all the time and really burnt out and really, you know, lost about where they were. And coming from the background of having, you know, been in the forefront of my entire career, entertainment career, acting career, music career, and then to all of a sudden, like, just be completely afraid of just being around people after pregnancy, you know, that crazy anxiety that you get, was just super strange for me. And I knew that I wasn't alone. And that's why I started the podcast. And it was really just to see how I can hopefully share my story and help others. And I started getting inquiries from other mamas out there, or potential mamas, like upcoming mamas, like pregnant women, and just trying to figure out like how I can help them, and, you know, asking me questions. And I honestly felt a little, I'm not going to lie, a little hopeless, well, helpless, because I didn't know like how exactly I could help them in a tangible way if I wanted to, other than just me like splurring my experience and just saying, yeah, do this, which inevitably made me feel a little wrong. It just felt wrong. So, and that's why I got into coaching. And yeah, and so this podcast, and so as I'm starting to build this, this entire coaching business, I'm really thinking about, okay, well, who am I in the grander scheme of things? Like, I'm not just a coach. Like, I am an entrepreneur. I have all these dreams and aspirations, and I'm definitely more than just a mom. And I have all these things that I want to do in my life. And, you know, I want to help others. I want to be able to just share my experience and share what I'm going through and really make an impact and help other people in a more tangible way. So I'm thinking about all of this, and this podcast just kept popping up in my head, like, okay, well, how can I fit this in everything? How can I really make it to be so that I feel like I'm not like just taking extra time to do this podcast and do all this editing and make it all perfect? How can I make it more raw and authentic, like I've always been, you know? When I started the podcast, it was literally just me. Sometimes it was breastfeeding, and I would just have my phone and I would just start recording and I would just start talking. And I felt like I wasn't really being impactful. I felt, this was my initial thoughts, I felt like I was being really like, blah, 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 just talky, and I wasn't really helping people. But really, what I think it was doing was really taking out my strengths in storytelling. And I think that because I have the ability to really express myself in a way that others can't probably, it's really given other women and other mamas out there this fire to resonate with it all, and probably even want to take action in whatever they're wanting to pursue, right? So here's what the deal is. Now that I'm doing this episode, what I want to get straight out the bat with you guys is explain where I'm going to go with Restless Mother and how this is all going to fit into everything. So first things first, what I'm going to stop doing is caring about how organized or perfect this podcast is. Like, I think I got really way ahead of over myself, and that, you know, trying to edit everything and put this here and put that there, make sure I'm saying the right things and make sure I have everything outlined. Like, no, it's just not what I want to do anymore. It's not something that is in alignment with who I am and what I am. And I just don't care to do that, you know? So I'm going to get rid of that, and I'm just going to wing everything, and I'm just going to really come on here. If I have something in my mind and I can jot like maybe one or two notes, I can really just take that and just wing it and run with it, and really just bring myself into the podcast and bring myself into the space that I create when I'm doing this these episodes, right? So that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to just go straight for it, not worrying about it being perfect, because it doesn't really matter. And honestly, that's just how I started anyways. You know what I mean? That's how I started doing this podcast. I would just get on it and do it. And I think that me overthinking everything had really played a big part in the way that I decided to not show up. You know what I mean? It played a huge part in just kind of getting analysis paralysis, right? Like, just like, oh, I'm taking way too much on my plate, and I just can't do it, you know? So yeah, so I'm just going to cut that. The second thing is I really have to figure out if I want to continue this podcast as a podcast for mothers who are trying to ditch the guilt and, you know, who's dealing with motherhood, and just like kind of focusing just on motherhood and self-identity and self-development, or if I really want to expand it more for entrepreneurship and coaching and, you know, just my experience in already what I'm doing as a entrepreneur myself, you know? And I just so happen to be a mom, right? So that may mean that, well, should I change the name of Restless Mother Podcast? Like, should I, like, what should I do? Right? So what we're going to do is, and then another thing that we're going to do is we're going to ditch the segment thing. Like, again, I was getting really way ahead of myself with the whole, like, here's a segment and here's what we're going to do. And here's this, you know, awesome advertisement that I'm like, I don't know what I was thinking. But hey, whatever, right? So we're going to ditch that. But yeah, like, do I want to create a podcast, that is solely centered around self-identity and self-development for mamas out there who have just given birth, or maybe, you know, who are still, you know, they have three kids, but still looking to find themselves and what they want to do in their life and the kind of things that they want to achieve, right? Or do I really want to get really like business savvy with it and mindset savvy? Because I'm a mindset coach and success coach. I really want to help intuitive, you know, women out there just really step out into their authentic self and become the greatest coaches and entrepreneurs they can be, right? I want to really help them achieve that. And so, do I really want to center this podcast around that, or do I just want to focus on motherhood and self-development and self-identity? So that is going to be maybe something that I can talk about in another episode, but that's something that I have to figure out. And then I think there's one more thing that I have to do. Oh, I have to ditch the idea that I don't know how to articulate my thoughts. And so what I tend to do is I tend to grab a lot of time that I don't have to just write out an entire script of what I'm going to say during the podcast. And I think, I guess that has to do a little more with what I was talking about earlier today, like that first thing of just like getting rid of the idea of being too perfect. But I think this is something that's worth mentioning, that I would literally have an entire script and read it and put that as an, like, oh my God. No, I mean, listen, that's pretty adventurous and pretty ambitious, right? Like, kudos to people who do that, right? And yes, I was one of those people who was doing that, but I realized it wasn't serving me. It wasn't serving me using my time properly. It wasn't serving me and me being what I wanted to be, which is authentic and just true to what I had to say. So if I had to say something right in that moment, I'm going to say it, right? And so that was something that I feel like it was creating a barrier for me wanting to actually do more episodes, right? It was creating that barrier for me. And I just, hold on 1 second. I just don't have the time for that. I just don't want to do that. It's not in alignment with what I am. Like, I'm really starting to really find a way to align everything that I'm doing to make sure that it works for me. Because listen, I have a son. I have a family. I have things I have to do. And when I'm doing my business and when I'm doing stuff for this podcast and my blog and everything, I have to make sure that it works for me. And if it doesn't work for me, then it's not going to work at all, right? So yeah, that's the big goal and the overall big spectrum. And I'm definitely ditching the whole editing. So listen, these episodes may or may not be that great. Like, that's, I don't know how more specific I can get about that, but that's it. Like, it's not going to be anything other than what it is when I get on it and record it. Okay. So that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. What I'm going to do actually is I'm going to maybe I should do like a little survey and you tell me, like, what do you want? Kind of like, should I continue doing Restless Mother as like a podcast about self-identity and motherhood and anxiety and stuff like that, where moms can like learn how to ditch the guilt? Or should I really center it around motherhood and business, like being a mom and a business, online business person and a coach and all that stuff? Like, what should I do? Or maybe I won't do any of that and I'll just do whatever I want. We'll see. Anyways, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Restless Mother Podcast. I'm your soloist host, Priscilla Diaz, and this is episode 20. And listen, I am not doing scripts anymore, but what you can do is you can definitely check me out on my website at www.restlessmother.com to check out the latest and newest blogs that I have available. You can also follow me at my Instagram at Restless Mother Podcast, or at Restless, or at Miss Priscilla Star, for daily inspos and connections. Okay. And if you have any questions, definitely feel free to email me, which you can definitely do at Priscilla@restlessmother.com. Okay. Have a wonderful night, everyone. And thank you for tuning in.